The next case today is Jermaine St. Aubin Robinson versus Merrick B. Garland, appeal number 20-1807. Attorney Tui, please introduce yourself on the record to begin.
Good morning, Mr. Tui.
Good morning, James Tui for Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
I believe the court is aware that I have something of a complication that arose this morning. I have not had contact with my client for 14 months.
How many months?
14.
Okay.
I have not seen my client in approximately 2.5 years.
Have you attempted to be in touch with him?
Yes, I have. My letters were returned as undeliverable, which I understand is the same situation that the court ran into. Approximately 10 days ago, I reached out to the woman that I believe is his mother and said that I've been trying to get a hold of him. Did she know how to reach him? And she told me at that point in time that it was her understanding that he had secured another attorney. I immediately checked the docket on this case, and no one had filed a notice of appearance. And at least as of this morning, which was at about 8 o'clock the last time I checked, there is no other attorney that's filed a notice of appearance. This morning, there was apparently a message left at a phone line that we have kept active, even though the office that it was associated with was closed approximately a year ago, in which Mr. Robinson said that he did not want me to spend any more time on the case and that I should just either leave or drop the case. It wasn't clear exactly what the message was. I have sent 2 texts to a number, the only number I have for Mr. Robinson. One at approximately 8:15 this morning, asking him to please call me. Another that I sent at approximately 9:15, 9:20, while I was sitting here in court, that said simply call me. I have heard nothing. So I'm not sure at this point what my standing is.
I believe your legal standing with the court is that you're still the attorney of record.
That would be, I understand the court's position on that.
I assume that you're prepared to go forward with oral argument based upon the brief that you've provided to us. I mean, you haven't had time to request permission to withdraw.
No,
but
I have not.
But I mean, I understand the bind that you're in because you have a directive, but you're still the official attorney of record, and you're here prepared to go forward with oral argument.
I think that my concern is that certainly Mr. Robinson was aware, based on our conversations, that this case was a difficult one. Having received what I interpret as a directive that I am not to make an argument this morning, were the court to require me to go forward and make an argument and the case were then lost, I think that puts me in some jeopardy down the line in terms of not following a directive that I received from my client. If this court's position is record and that we're going to go forward this morning. I would respectfully request that the case be, the case has been briefed, and that the court make its decision based on the briefs that it has before it. That would be respectfully what I would request. Obviously, I'm going to do whatever the court requires me to do this morning. But that would be my request.
So I think that we're inclined to allow that. All right. We'll take the case on the briefs.
All right.
Did the government want to respond to anything before we make a final decision?
No, Your Honor. That's what I meant to the
government. Okay. We'll take it on the briefs then, Counselor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
That concludes this case.